Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Carol Rose, co-coordinator of the 35-mile yard sale. And welcome to the show, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol, we are obviously discussing today the 35-mile yard sale. It's coming up June 4th, 5th, and 6th. And the event is an annual event, been going on for a while. Last year, like most things, it got terminated, I guess we could say, because of everything going on with COVID. But if you would, just to start us off, a little bit about the 35-mile yard sale, how it got started, sort of how did it all come together?
It got started because with the small towns, it's hard for individuals to have yard sales and get participants to come. And so we were thinking, well, we could do maybe a town yard sale, see how that goes. And then a couple of other towns were kind of like, oh, well, maybe we could do that too. So we started out with the few towns on Route 111. And this year, we also have Brighton has decided to come in. So we're now 35 miles plus. So we have Brighton all the way up to Waverly now.
This is all types of yard sales, I guess, within those communities along Route 111, Brighton, and up to Waverly. Is it just about anything, like I guess you would say a yard sale is in a town, is you can find anything?
Correct. There are going to be some that just specify, like with antiques, things like that. There are others that, you know, just have general household things that you will find at yard sales. We also have quite a few vendors. And as the year, this is our sixth year, and as the years have gone on, we've gotten more vendors to participate. So they will be set up into like the community, like Chesterfield has our little town square. There will be vendors there. Modesto, I know, has vendors. And then there are people just selling, foods and things along the way. My boys, my grandsons started selling ice cream and sodas. And they participate. One of the reasons that we donated to TASC, which also has a Facebook page, and they're associated with autism, and they help people, and they have meetings. They are located in Hillsboro, and you can look them up if anybody has any questions that they about TASC or maybe need some help with autistic family members or whatever. Those ladies and those people are just awesome to help in any way that they can. They have a monthly meeting there in Hillsboro to help people. They do once a month, they do a free movie at the theater, and the kids can come in, and they set it special. They kind of keep the lights on a little bit, the volume down a little bit, to help with kids that have, you know, issues or problems sitting still in public. They don't have to. They do in the summertime, they get together and do a once-a-month swim at the swimming pool there. This year, though, we've decided to change, since we have so many other towns participating now. We are going to take any and all of our donations that are raised to go to the life skill programs in the four school districts, which would include Southwestern, Northwestern, Carlinville, and Waverly. So this year our donations will be split up between those four school districts to help with the life skill programs, which are also, you know, help with the, because people were concerned about, oh, well, I thought it was just for autism. Well, the life skill programs are programs for all of the children that need help with their life skills when they, you know, get out of school or go out on their own or whatever they're able to do.
As we stated earlier, this year's event comes up June 4th, 5th, and 6th. And how, as you've noted, do the people or the vendors, how do they get to actually participate in that? Is there a sign-up? Is there deadlines? Or do people just set up along Route 111 or in the communities? Sort of how is it done or how is that organized?
Okay, on Facebook, we have a 35-mile yard sale site. There is a form on there, I believe it's under the files section, that you can fill out. And there's an address where it can be mailed to Mary Lou Griffith and in Modesto with your the fees, which it's $5 for yard sales, $15 for vendors per day. And the $5 fee we're asking, like at my house, I will have two, possibly three different families participating. So we ask that each family donate the $5, not just the, you know, like it wouldn't just be me because it's at my house. This is how we raise money to help with the little bit of advertising that we do. And like I said, mainly our goal is for donations to help with the life skill programs at the school. So the form is on the 35-mile yard sale site. I also left a can at the bank here in Chesterfield. They let me put out where I can put out a form that people can fill out and leave their money there. I don't know if any of the other towns, I haven't had an opportunity. This year, because we missed last year, this year we're kind of not necessarily starting anew, but we've kind of changed some things. And with, excuse me, the COVID issues and everything, we've been limited on our meetings. You know, so we're kind of winging it this year with some new things and changing up some things. But yes, there is a form that you can fill out. It's a PDF file. If you have trouble with that or need help with that, you can contact me or leave a message on that page, you know, and someone will get back with you.
And is there a cutoff date deadline that people must have their forms in before the sales actually start?
We're going with the 25th of this month of May. We would really appreciate it if everybody could get back with us by then.
And then a final couple questions. Again, you mentioned it's the 35-mile yard sale Facebook page. Is that all they have to do to get to the information you were discussing?
Correct. And they also, and this is new to me, so I honestly don't know a whole lot about it, but they're putting together a GPS map where they will be, if you get your money in and your information in, they can put you on this GPS map and kind of lead you through the route.
And the GPS map that you're talking about and or a map, we know it's on Route 111 from the communities from Brighton to Waverly. For those who are wanting to find out what's going on, is that available on the Facebook page as well?
We're asking everyone who is having a yard sale to please, yes, advertise on that page. Maybe, like I said, if you have something like antiques or, you know, baby things or household things or, you know, to advertise on that page and let people know what you're going to be selling and what you're going to be having. And that way people can kind of, you know, make up their own maps as they go too.
And final question, as you said, many things disrupted by COVID, obviously, over the past 15, 16 months, I guess we would say. But are you finding participation at this point is looking pretty good again for the 35-mile yard sale?
It seems to be. From the feedback that I'm getting and from, like I said, questions on Facebook and things like that, I'm seeing a lot of participation, yes.
Carol Rose, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.